All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, where they specialize in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday saw the New York Giants trade defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In exchange for JPP, the Giants are receiving a third and fourth round pick in the upcoming NFL draft next month. Now, trading JPP clears cap space for the Giants after he signed a four-year, $62 million deal with Big Blue last year, with $40 million of that money being guaranteed. Now, right now, there is $15 million in dead cap space this season for the Giants, but after this season, that contract comes off of the books. It makes total sense in so many different aspects for the Giants to make this move. Of course, they have a new general manager and Dave Gettleman and a new head coach in Pat Shurmur. They are not attached at the hip with Jason Pierre-Paul. JPP is a 4-3 defensive end, and the Giants are shifting to a 3-4 defense this season. He's not going to be a down defensive end in that 3-4 system, and he's not going to be an outside linebacker. He is better served as a 4-3 end, and he's going to have that opportunity to maintain that scheme with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, JPP has been up and down throughout his career with the Giants. Of course, he was a first-round pick of this team back in 2010. He has 58 and a half sacks over his career with the Giants. Of course, he had that breakout season in 2011 when the Giants won the Super Bowl. But, you know, he's been a head-scratcher. Of course, you know, he's had back issues. Then, of course, there was that infamous fireworks issue that saw him lose a finger a few years ago, and he's come back and he's really dedicated himself to being a solid pass rusher. You know, it's a situation with the Giants, they're just ready to move on, and they're looking down the road, not only, you know, clearing the cap space, but also changing the culture, because you've seen what Dave Gettleman has done so far this offseason with this team. You know, JPP was cut. Dwayne Harris was released yesterday. Recently, the Giants did release cornerback Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie. You bring in an offensive tackle like Nate Solder, who won a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots, or pardon me, won two Super Bowls with the New England Patriots. So it's all about changing the culture within that locker room. Now, trading JPP, obviously the Giants have a need for a pass rusher, and of course they have the second overall pick in next month's draft, and you just have to ask yourself, will this change their strategy? Because from the reports that you've been hearing so far, it's all about either Saquon Barkley, the running back out of Penn State, or one of the quarterbacks, whether it's Josh Rosen out of UCLA or Sam Darnold out of USC. Could the Giants be looking at Bradley Chubb right now, the fine defensive end who's coming out of NC State? I don't see it happening. I think that the Giants, you know, I think they, you know, either they're going to go quarterback or they're going to go running back. And I think that the way things are shaping up right now, I think the Giants honestly go running back and take Saquon Barkley. And, you know, they'll fix the other things as the rounds come along. Because let's not forget, the Giants are picking second in each round throughout the draft. And then you look at that third round, they're going to have two picks in the top seven of the third round as they get their picks from Tampa. And the same thing can be said in the fourth round as well. For Jason Pierre-Paul, he has an opportunity to, you know, get it going and reignite his career with Tampa. He played on the same field in college. He played at South Florida, and of course they share Raymond James Stadium with the Bucks. And he's going to go to a Tampa team that needs him, because Tampa Bay only had 22 sacks last year, which is not going to get it done, especially in that NFC South, when you got to go through the likes of New Orleans with quarterback Drew Brees, Carolina with quarterback Cam Newton, and Atlanta with quarterback Matt Ryan. You need guys that can not only put pressure on the passer, but they can also get sacks. So I think this was a win-win trade for both teams. Of course, the Giants are going to be rolling up their sleeves heading into next month's drafts, but the thing is, excitement is on the horizon for both of these clubs. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.